If you were saying Des Moines, we know you're from Nebraska, but we'll take all the listeners we can get. Here's more of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So the house that the Rose family moves out of when they head over to Schitt's Creek from the show is up for sale. It's this beautiful mansion. It's got 12 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms. It's gigantic. But it's not just the man. It's not just known as a mansion. It's called La Belle Maison.
Oh.
La Belle Maison, which means the beautiful house. So it has a name.
Yeah, okay.
They refer to it as La Belle Maison.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you hear this sometimes with, you know, ranch houses, things like that, where they'll name it.
Mm-hmm.
But you ever hear it really with just regular houses?
Not with regular houses, no.
Just, you know, normal, any old neighborhood house. I've never heard, I mean, people name their cars.
Right, all the
but
time.
But I've never heard of people naming their house. Do people do that? Do you hear? Have you ever named a house?
Who? No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
We had a friend's house growing up called, we called the Field House. Just because it had every sport imaginable. They had a basketball court in their driveway.
Fun.
They had put up nets for a batting cage in the back. Yeah. Their son was big into sports. So we'd go over there and just call the field house. Whatever we wanted to play, they had it.
Okay.
We're like, oh, we should play ultimate frisbee. Yeah. They had 20 frisbees. It was like, great. So we just called it the field house.
Yeah.
But we
called
it that. I don't know if the parents ever did.
The people who owned it.
Owned it. So they probably just didn't like us coming over.
Curious. All right. Well, yeah.
They're like, you guys again. That's right.
280-1025. You ever named your house?
Or maybe you, like Kurt's friends, went to a house that was named something for some reason.
Yeah, we'd love to hear those and what you had for the name of it.
Yeah.
Anything good?
Because I think it would be fun to kind of have a house name.
I can't even think of one for our house. I'm sitting here trying to.
The Palace.
Yeah, right.
Versailles.
Smaller than most people expect. It's a long name, but I hear that a lot. My kids hear that a lot.
The Mirage.
The disappointment.
Oh.
The letdown.
You got that nice porch up front.
I know. Look, you don't do that, okay? Because now that sounds very, very condescending. Like, well, you got that little something that's nice. I am not embarrassed. We love our house.
Yes.
I'm just saying the kids have had friends over the years who expect to be coming into Mansionville.
Shock and awe.
It's like Ken from Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Right? It's like, nope.
Where's the rest of it?
Okay. Cynthia and Brita. All right, Cynthia, what is it?
Well, these were rental properties that we lived in. The first one was the vacay house.
Okay.
Because it was in between nice houses, so we just called it a vacation. And then the other one we called the Taj Mahal because it definitely was not.
Funny. Yes. You were being ironic.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Yes, total irony. So, yeah, and we had names for all the tenants that lived in the Taj. So,
really? What were one or two?
Our favorite was Smokey Von Smokes a Lot.
Love it, Cynthia. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
You have a good day.
No problem.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joseph in West Des Moines. All right. What'd you name the house, Joseph?
So we have a small house, and we like to call it the Vine Street Cottage.
The Vine Street Cottage.
Yeah, we like to sound super fancy, right? Like as if we're going to get multiple houses and we'll refer to them by their name.
Yeah. I like it.
I love it.
And it sounds quaint.
It sounds
nice.
Like you would want to stay there.
Yes. Like it's a B&B.
When you think of like the old world type movies and there's like they got the small little house and this little cottage is nice and cozy. Our house is smaller than that.
All right.
I love it, Joseph. Thanks for the call. Have a good day.
No worries.
Take care.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Your calendar lacks appointments. So put Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on your agenda. Star 102.5.